Cave inscription reveals archaeological evidence for Jesus. For decades, skeptics have confidently claimed that there is no archaeological evidence for Jesus of Nazareth. That assertion is often repeated in lecture halls, textbooks, and documentaries as if it were settled fact. But archaeology has a way of quietly overturning confident assumptions, sometimes not with monumental ruins, but with inscriptions hidden deep underground. In a compelling video from Expedition Bible, biblical archaeologist Joel Kramer takes viewers into a little-known cave in the Judean foothills where an ancient Greek inscription provides direct, extra-biblical archaeological evidence for Jesus. This discovery does not rely on later church tradition or medieval manuscripts. Instead, it comes from the stone walls of a persecuted Christian gathering place dating back nearly 1,800 years. A hidden cave near ancient Judea, the site is located at Beth Loya, an archaeological area southwest of Jerusalem and east of Lachish. The region is riddled with caves carved into soft limestone hills, many of them used for refuge, storage, or worship throughout antiquity. One such cave, partially concealed by a fig tree growing from its opening, holds an inscription of extraordinary importance. To enter the cave, one must literally climb through branches and leaves, descending into a space where persecuted believers once gathered. On the limestone wall inside is a large Greek inscription, so sizable that Kramer walks in front of it on camera to demonstrate its scale. This is no casual scratch or graffiti, it is deliberate, bold, and unmistakable. The inscription, "Jesus is present." The inscription begins with a simple cross, followed by two Greek words written in uppercase letters. The first word translates to "Jesus," the second translates to "present." Together, the message reads plainly, "Jesus is present." Beneath the words is another cross, more elaborate in design, believed to have been added later. Archaeologists date the original inscription to the late 2nd century AD or early 3rd century AD, roughly the late 100s to early 200s. That places it among the earliest known inscriptions ever to mention Jesus by name. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. This alone makes the discovery remarkable, but its context makes it even more powerful. Why is the inscription underground? The answer lies in history. This inscription dates to a time of intense Roman persecution of Christians. Open worship could mean imprisonment or death. As a result, believers often met secretly, sometimes literally underground. Caves like the one at Beit Loya served as hidden gathering places where Christians could pray, worship, and remember the truths of their faith without fear of immediate arrest. The location itself testifies to the cost of discipleship in the early church. How do we know this refers to Jesus of the New Testament? Some skeptics might argue that the name, Jesus, alone is insufficient proof. But the cross symbols framing the inscription remove any serious doubt. The cross was not a generic religious symbol in the Roman world. It was a uniquely Christian confession. The Bible teaches that all humanity is separated from God by sin, and that God, in His love, took on flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross as a substitute for sinners and rose from the dead on the third day, conquering sin and death. The cross, therefore, is not merely an execution device, it is the central symbol of Christianity. The inscription's message, "Jesus is present," aligns perfectly with Christ's own words. "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them," Matthew chapter 18 verse 20. Archaeology and the historical Jesus. Joel Kramer closes by addressing a claim he has heard repeatedly, that there is no archaeological evidence for Jesus. As this cave inscription demonstrates, that claim is simply not true. While archaeology does not prove theology, it does confirm history. And here, history confirms that early Christians believed Jesus was real, crucified, risen, and spiritually present among them. This inscription is not the only archaeological reference to Jesus, but it is one of the most personal and powerful. Nearly 1,800 years later, its message still echoes from stone walls hidden underground. Jesus is present. Why this discovery matters today? In an age of skepticism and revisionist history, discoveries like this matter. They remind us that Christianity is not built on myth, but on real people, real places, and real events. The cave at Beth Loya stands as quiet testimony that faith in Jesus existed early, endured persecution, and left its mark, quite literally, on history. If you've ever been told there is no archaeological evidence for Jesus, this video is worth your time. Explore more archaeology with Expedition Bible. This powerful cave inscription is just one example of the careful, on-location work Joel Kramer brings to Expedition Bible. Kramer is not a studio commentator speculating from afar. He is an archaeologist who has lived, excavated, and taught in the very lands where the Bible unfolded. Raised in the Middle East and shaped by an adventurer's spirit from a young age, Kramer's journey eventually led him back to Jerusalem, where he lived for nearly a decade. There, he earned a master's degree in archaeology, participated in excavations in Jerusalem, Bethlehem, and Ai, and immersed himself in the historical and geographical context of Scripture. That experience culminated in his book Where God Came Down, The Archaeological Evidence. A work grounded in first-hand research and field study. Today, Kramer lives in Amman, Jordan, continuing to explore biblical sites while teaching and producing content that bridges archaeology and Scripture. His videos consistently combine scholarly rigor with visual clarity, making complex discoveries accessible without sacrificing accuracy. In an age marked by biblical skepticism, Expedition Bible approaches archaeology from a clear conviction. The Bible is trustworthy and historically reliable. If this video challenged what you've heard about Jesus and archaeology, it's worth taking time to explore more of Kramer's work. Expedition Bible offers a growing library of well-produced, field-based videos that invite viewers on what Kramer calls the greatest adventure you can undertake, knowing and trusting the Word of God. For anyone interested in biblical archaeology, historical evidence for Scripture, or the real-world settings of the Bible, Expedition Bible is a resource well worth following. By Jeff Bayard, Content Manager, Virginia Christian Alliance.